On a cool, overcast Thursday morning, Brent Zimmerman is the only agent covering the 100 miles of border assigned to the Pembina, North Dakota office. The office's three other agents have been sent to Texas to help with an operation on the Mexican border. That's meant a long week for Zimmerman.
My wife will be the first one to tell me that I don't work 8-hour days either. 22 hours on one day and then come back and 18 hours the next day. And I guess we all kind of bleed green up here. I mean, you don't see many of us transferring anywhere.
Like all the agents here, Zimmerman transferred north after working several years on the Mexican border. He's a North Dakota native, happy to be back home. But the job can be frustrating. He's doing what's known as cutting sign, looking for tracks across the border. They're easy to see. It's muddy after several days of rain. Several vehicles have crossed in his sector since he last covered the area a couple days ago. About all he can do is note the intrusion in his logbook.
And when do you know? Well, when did it come in? Did it come in last night? Did it come in this morning? Did it come in 2 days ago? And, I mean, it is. It's an open border. And the people who are the illicit, illegal traffic that does come through here, they're working under that premise. It's an open border. You know, they're rarely ever apprehended.
Zimmerman says it's a little like fishing. You don't always catch something, but you keep trying. Just who is crossing the border illegally? A growing number of illegal aliens and drug smugglers are the most common intruders, but there's also parrot smugglers, farm chemical smugglers, and terrorists. The Grand Forks sector arrested nearly 2,000 illegals last year. Assistant Chief Patrol Agent Lonnie Schweitzer expects that number to grow.
We already have intelligence information of citizens from Mexico that will fly directly out of Mexico into Canada and attempt to make an entry through the northern border into the United States, because there's no visa requirement for Canada. All you need is a valid passport, be from Mexico, fly into Canada and seek admission.
Drug traffic is also on the increase. Schweitzer says Canada has become an exporter of high-grade marijuana. Canadian officials recently busted a pot farm just 7 miles from the border.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police seized 4,500 marijuana plants in a high-tech grow operation, and to my knowledge, that I think they were looking at between $5 and $7 million worth of production a year out of that. You can take that the next step further. Were they selling all that in rural Manitoba? I don't think so.
Schweitzer says 22 people were arrested for drug trafficking last year, but Agent Brent Zimmerman says there's no way to know how many slip across undetected. The open border is also reportedly catching the eye of an even more dangerous kind of criminal. Lonnie Schweitzer says a couple years ago, his office caught two major league international terrorists.
This was the number one and number two wanted people in India, Sikh terrorists. I think there were 29 deaths attributed to this one person. They were now moving, a husband, wife, and child, through Minneapolis, up through Grand Forks, and into Winnipeg, into that East Indian community. We arrested those people right in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Schweitzer says that arrest resulted from good intelligence information. That's how a lot of arrests along the northern border happen. A tip comes from a citizen or another law enforcement agency, or a Border Patrol agent notices a suspicious pattern of activity. As pressure increases on the northern border, the Border Patrol is putting more money into closing some of the open doors. Lonnie Schweitzer expects more agents to be hired in the next few years. Right now, a lot of money is being put into high-tech solutions.
This is a sensor right here. Don't walk it, don't talk. An antenna goes right up on the top. This will be buried out in location.
Starting this summer, small sensors about the size of a coffee cup and a radio transmitter that fits in a backpack are being put in at many locations along the border. If someone crosses near a sensor, an alarm will sound in the Grand Forks headquarters. Another new tool is thermal imaging. A small camera that detects heat turns atop a patrol vehicle as electronics technician Stuart Chapman works a joystick in the vehicle. He points out the image on a small television mounted on the dash.
Actually, about a mile, you'll be able to discern a walking individual. We'll look at agents. There's Agent Schweitzer. It's sensitive enough you can even get some idea of the feature, and you can see the heat signature left by his hand on the glass.
The new cameras are just being installed. They'll be used for night surveillance. Agent Brent Zimmerman says the new high-tech tools will be a big help, but when he's working the border alone with his only backup miles away, he'll still need to rely on the decidedly low-tech stuff he keeps in the trunk of his car.
This is what I keep with me all the time. There's a sleeping bag, down sleeping bag with a wool blanket, There's a military-style survival parka, two shovels, fire extinguisher, snowshoes, backpack, tire chains, spare tire, spotlight.
Guarding the northern border is likely to get tougher for agents like Brent Zimmerman as the Border Patrol becomes more efficient in shutting down the southern border, forcing criminals to look for another open door to the United States. I'm Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio.